Action. Action doesn't guarantee happiness, but with no action, there will be no happiness. Lawrence Lamesh. Secret 24, to awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. Reward yourself for the long hours or for every task you complete that brings you one step closer to your goal. It could be treating yourself by doing something you enjoy, eating something, watching a movie, spending time with your family, or going out with your friends. Remember, rewarding yourself is important to continue to motivate yourself to succeed. If you want to change your future, take action now. A well-thought-out plan, backed up by action to create opportunities, will lead you to success. If you fail to act upon your dreams, the road will lead to failure, because talk is cheap and action is all that matters. Many people think that they want success, but as they do not back this thought up with drive, persistence, and action, they will not get there. Learn the secrets from other successful people. Observe the actions of successful people to find out what principles they regularly use in their lives so you can copy this formula for success. The secrets of success can be learned by anyone who is willing to take the time to learn, study, and apply them. You can learn from most people, and you don't need to know them personally, as there are many leaders in history that are no longer alive today. So study their lives and apply their principles that you can learn to your own life to achieve greatness. Set deadlines, become an effective person by creating a sense of urgency. Set deadlines and force yourself to prioritize, even if your activities don't require them. It will amaze you how much you can accomplish in a short amount of time. Developing a habit of action may be challenging at first, but with practice, the easier it becomes. You'll not finish if you don't start. You may know people who looked back on their life and said, "If only I had done things differently, if only I would have taken that opportunity when it came along." These timid souls only have regrets to look back on what might have been, if onlys, and when they realized it, their life was almost over. When I have a big decision to make, I ask myself this question. When I am very old, near to the end of my life, on a rocking chair, would I look back on my life and regret not making this decision today? I would then weigh up the pros and cons to making that decision and decide to either do it or not. Life is filled with great success and failure at times, so you have to make the most of the opportunities that come along during your lifetime. It's up to you, my friend, to seize each day to take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves to you. Learn to take action now. Don't delay, just do it today. Imagine that this is your rocking chair. You got to ask yourself the question, will I regret the decision that I am about to make today to either follow my dreams or to imagine what my life could have been? Motivate yourself into taking action. How you talk to yourself will determine your emotions, whether they are positive or negative. What determines how you feel is not what happens to you, but how you interpret things that are happening to you. Your version of the events will determine whether the events motivate or demotivate you. To keep yourself motivated, you have to become an optimist in all words, actions, and reactions to the people and the situations you find yourself in. Although this may be challenging at times, you must refuse to let setbacks affect your mood or emotions in your daily life. If you can take action towards your intentions and vision of where you want to go, you will be far less distracted with emails and phone calls and other things sent to stress you and overwhelm you, because there is more opportunity in the world now than at any time in history to get ahead in life. However, you must have a map to guide you to your destination so you can get to the next level of life. Once you have a crystal clear vision, you will not let things annoy you or get you down that maybe once did, as they will no longer have any power over you from achieving your goal. I write this without possibly ever having met you, but I know that you have great potential because every person can make small shifts in her or his life that could potentially lead to great success. This question is whether you will realize your true potential. High achievers believe in their vision and themselves. They practice and work hard to get the results they want, rather than wishing something magical could happen for them, but doing nothing about it. The same is true for anyone who created abundance and wealth in their lives. They succeeded because they rolled up their sleeves and got to work on taking the right actions to realize their dreams. And they continued even when they were faced with obstacles. The difference between those who think about success and those who go out and achieve it is that the habits taught in this book don't work unless you do. Be willing to go the extra mile to get what you want. You can achieve everything you want and desire, but don't give in to the naysayers. It's not going to happen by just hoping, so go out and do it. As powerful as the habits in this book are to help you become the best version of yourself you can be, they won't change the quality of your life, your income, or make you a millionaire unless you actually do use them. You can't plan to use them or think about implementing them at some point in the future. You have to put them into practice now and do them regularly by taking action today to realize your true potential. The power of belief is to believe. Lawrence Lamesh. Awaken your inner hero within 24 hours. 1. Take action today to create the future you want tomorrow. 2. Study other successful people to find out their secrets to success. 3. Set deadlines to create urgency. 4. Start at once, whether you think you are ready or not. 5. Take action today on your most important task and get it completed immediately.